This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Several medical witnesses in the case of one of the former police officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain testified that McClain died from ketamine, not from actions by police. This is according to grand jury testimony obtained by the Denver Gazette in a document from the former cop's lawyers. McClain died in 2019 after police placed him in two chokeholds and then paramedics injected him with ketamine. The three officers and two paramedics face felony charges in McClain's death and have court dates in August. Representative Jason Crow was part of a secret visit to Ukraine over the weekend. Crow says the United States should be doing more and that the Biden administration's latest request for $33 billion in aid to Ukraine is needed to help people there.
I think that this bill provides the funding and support that's necessary to help the Ukrainians win.
Crow spoke with All Things Considered's Michelle Martin, members of Congress, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, met with the Ukrainian president for 3 hours last week to discuss what the country needs after the Russian invasion. Senate Minority Leader Chris Hulbert, Republican from Parker, is resigning from the state legislature after their work wraps up this year. Hulbert, who would normally finish his term in January, says he's leaving because his family is moving to Florida. Hulbert was on his final year in office due to term limits. Senate Republicans will meet after the session adjourns next week to pick a new leader. This is CPR News. In Boulder, it's 39 degrees.